Russia's defense ministry is accusing Ukraine of using drones to attack two of its air bases. They're hundreds of kilometers inside Russia, one near the city of Ryazan, southeast of Moscow, and one in the Saratov region. Two people are reported to have been hurt in that explosion at the Engels air base, which was recorded by security video. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility. Mohammed Val is in Moscow.
One of them is only 185 kilometers southeast of Moscow. It's called the Diaghilevo or Diaghilevo Air Base. And that's where three people were killed when a fuel tanker caught fire and exploded. And the statement mentioned that those were three servicemen. The other base is about 730 kilometers southeast of Moscow. It's called the Ingels Air Base, and that's where the bombers are stationed, the long-range bombers.
And Ukraine says Russia launched a wave of missile strikes on Monday, causing power cuts across the country. The strikes targeted energy facilities in the capital and several other regions. At least two people were killed in the Zaporizhia region. The top leaders of South Africa's governing party say that they will not adopt the recent report accusing President Cyril Ramaphosa of misconduct. The ANC says that's because the president is challenging the report in court. Protesters have left Mongolia's government palace after an ultimatum by security forces. Officials had ordered police to use force to break up the crowd after hundreds of demonstrators stormed the building in the capital. Demonstrators are demanding an end to corruption and a new parliament. Sudan's military rulers and a coalition of political parties have signed a deal to establish a civilian-led transitional government following last year's coup. The agreement's expected to pave the way for the establishment of civilian rule and elections. Brazil looks set to thoroughly defeat South Korea in Doha, with the score currently 4-0. The winner will face Croatia in the World Cup quarterfinals. They beat Japan in the first penalty shootout of Qatar 2022. Goalkeeper Dominik Livakovic was the hero for Croatia, saving three of Japan's penalties. The match finished 1-1 after normal time, and there were no goals in extra time.